As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name's Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. Today I'm making a podcast about travel and the language is aimed at A2 learners, but I'm including some more advanced language too, so there should be something interesting if you're more advanced. When I was writing this, it started getting a little long, so I've split it into two podcasts. I'm continuing a story that I started yesterday. This is the story about a journey I took to Spain a couple of years ago. I told the first two parts of the story yesterday, and today I'm going to finish the journey and talk about taking the train and arriving at the airport. After each part of the story, I'll describe the vocabulary and then I'll tell the same part of the story again so you can hear the vocabulary in context once more. In the first part of my journey, I tried to take a bus into town, but the timetable had changed and if I'd waited for the bus, I'd have missed my train. So I went home to ask my wife for a lift. My wife gave me a lift to the station and dropped me off just in time to catch the train. Part 3. I bought my ticket on an app on my phone. You can still get tickets from the ticket office, but it's much easier to use an app, and then you can't lose them. Train fares in the UK are really expensive, so you don't want to lose your ticket. My train was scheduled to depart from Platform 2. There are only two platforms at Ludlow Station, so that meant I had to climb over the footbridge to the other side. I knew I'd been cutting it fine, so I was relieved to be on the platform on time. The display with the journey information showed that the train was delayed by 20 minutes. I sat down on a bench and waited. When the train pulled into the station, I got on and found an empty seat. You can reserve seats on trains in the UK, but there's always space on the train up to Manchester in the morning. I had to change trains at Wilmslow, but luckily, I didn't have to wait long for the connecting train. I arrived at Manchester Airport in plenty of time for my flight. That's the end of part 3. Let's look at some vocabulary. The ticket office is either a kiosk in a big station or a little shop that sells tickets. The cost of a train or bus ticket is the fare, spelt F-A-R-E. Trains arrive on and depart from platforms. This is the word for the raised stage that you stand on that's next to the train, so you don't have to climb up. I said I'd been cutting it fine. This is an expression that means you don't have a lot of time. You will have to be quick or you may miss your train. If you leave now, you can make it, but you're cutting it fine. If a train is late, on the boards and on announcements, it always says that the train is delayed. It just means it's late. Sometimes they say what the cause of the delay is, but never really matters to me. If you have to change trains, or more commonly, simply to change, this means you have to get off at a station and get on another train to complete your journey. You cannot travel from Ludlow to Manchester Airport directly. You need to change at Wilmslow. Listen to part 3 again now to hear these phrases in context. Part 3. I bought my ticket on an app on my phone. You can still get tickets from the ticket office, but it's much easier to use an app, and then you can't lose them. Train fares in the UK are really expensive, so you don't want to lose your ticket. My train was scheduled to depart from platform 2. There are only 2 platforms at Ludlow Station, so that meant I had to climb over the footbridge to the other side. I knew I'd been cutting it fine, so I was relieved to be on the platform on time. The display with the journey information showed me that the train was delayed by 20 minutes. I sat down on a bench and waited. When the train pulled into the station, I got on and found an empty seat. You can reserve seats on trains in the UK, but there's always space on the train up to Manchester in the morning. I had to change trains at Wilmslow, but luckily I didn't have to wait long for the connecting train. I arrived at Manchester Airport in plenty of time for my flight. Part 4. The airport station is a short walk from the terminal building. There's a long raised walkway with a travelator. That's the real name, but I think most people just call them moving walkways. I hate these things when they're busy because people just stand on them. Inside the terminal building, there are rows and rows of departure desks or check-in desks for all the different airlines. In the past, you had to queue up at these desks to check in, but these days it's much easier to check in online and print your own boarding pass.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You do still need to queue up if you have bags to check, but I only had hand luggage, so I went straight through to security. At security, I had to put my bag through an X-ray scanner and walk through a metal detector. There is a full body scanner, but only half the people were being directed through. Once I was past security, I went into the departure hall. I bought a book and a paper and then went to get a coffee. I sat near an information board so I could see when my flight was called. As soon as the information about my gate was up on the board, I made my way to the gate. I boarded the plane, found my seat, stowed my hand luggage in the overhead compartment, sat down and looked out of the window. The plane took off and soon we were flying above the clouds and over the sea to Spain. That's the end of part 4. Let's look at some vocabulary. Terminal is the word we use for airport buildings when there's more than one main building. So in Manchester, there are 2 terminals. Terminal 1 is for flights to Europe and Terminal 2 is for long-haul flights to America, Africa and Asia. If you're in a hurry to catch a flight, it's important to know which terminal you need. A walkway is like a long corridor between 2 buildings. It's often raised up, like a long footbridge. It's not a common word. I can't think of many places with walkways, apart from airports. A travelator is a moving walkway. These are like escalators, but they're level. A departure desk or check-in desk is the place you go in an airport to check in. They are normally in great long rows with a sign for the airline above the desk and a number so you can find the right one. To check in means to present your ticket and passport at a check-in desk. When you've checked in, you get a boarding pass, which is like a special ticket that you need to show to get on a plane. If you have luggage, you need to check it or stow it at the check-in desk. When you do this, your luggage is weighed and labelled, and you have to answer questions about what's in your luggage so the airline staff know it's safe to put on the plane. As well as checked luggage, you can have hand luggage, which is luggage you can take into the plane with you. When you've checked in, you need to go through security. Airport security, often just called security, is where your hand luggage is scanned and you are also scanned and searched to make sure you're not trying to smuggle anything dangerous onto the plane. The departure hall is the area you wait before you go to the plane. There are usually lots of shops and restaurants, and there's also a duty-free shop which sells alcohol, tobacco, perfume and usually sunglasses for some reason. Duty is another word for tax, so duty-free products should be cheaper than normal because you don't have to pay tax. When a flight is ready for people to get on, they make an announcement to say it's ready to board. To board a flight just means to get on. That's why you need a boarding pass. The announcement is a call, and you can ask if your flight has been called. If you're a bit late, you might hear this.
This is the final call for flight AB12 for Germany.
When you're called, you have to go to the gate, which is the final waiting room that's next to the plane. You often have to show your boarding pass and passport again when you get to the gate. Okay, that's a lot of language. Listen to part 4 again now to hear these phrases in context. The airport station is a short walk from the terminal building. There's a long raised walkway with a travelator. That's the real name, but I think most people call them moving walkways. I hate these things when they're busy because people just stand on them. Inside the terminal building, there are rows and rows of departure desks or check-in desks for all the different airlines. In the past, you had to queue up at these desks to check in. But these days, it's much easier to check in online and print your own boarding pass. You do still need to queue up if you have bags to check, but I only had hand luggage, so I went straight through to security. At security, I had to put my bag through an X-ray scanner and walk through a metal detector. There is a full body scanner, but only half the people were being directed through. Once I was past security, I went into the departure hall. I bought a book and a paper, and then went to get a coffee. I sat near an information board so I could see when my flight was called. As soon as the information about my gate was up on the board, I made my way to the gate. I boarded the plane, found my seat, stowed my hand luggage in the overhead compartment, and sat down and looked out of the window. The plane took off, and soon we were flying above the clouds and over the sea to Spain. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
Hey,
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.